Hello, happy Friday, and welcome back to the Cricket Scotland podcast. I'm Clara Splitsky. This is episode 5, and today we're talking about the Under 19 World Cup. We've got the tour manager and S&C, Scott Hislon, on, and the physio, Ali Shah. I'll be talking to them later, but first, let's talk about the campaign as a whole. Obviously, yesterday we beat Namibia by 3 runs in an absolutely thrilling final over where Namibia needed 6 off 3 balls, and Ibrahim Faisal took a wicket, restricting Namibia to 248 in their chase of Scotland's 251. And let's talk about that setup. Both Jamie Dunk and Bahadur Ezekiel got 76 runs, with Bahadur's coming off 54 balls with 3 fours and 6 sixes, and hitting 26 from his final over, which is just an insane batting performance. With Jamie as well, he's been pretty consistent throughout the tournament, getting 350s, and is currently the second highest run scorer in the whole comp so far. And his innings against Namibia has taken his total score to the most runs by a Scotland player at an Under-19s World Cup. So huge congratulations to Jamie for that one. And after that win, we heard from Kazim Khan.
Pretty happy with the win. Obviously, quite a tight game at the end, but it was good to get off the field with the win. I think we all played pretty well. Dunkey at the start, nice 70, bad at the end. Probably a match winner knock, deserved man of the match. And then Adi with the ball, Ibrahim at the end, the bottle he had at the end. I think it was a all good, well-rounded display. It's unbelievable. I mean, once a lifetime opportunity. Something I'll look back on in 5, 10 years' time and I'll have very fond memories of.
Elsewhere in the world of Scottish cricket, we have an update with Priyanaz's Central Hinds unfortunately losing the final of the New Zealand Super Smash. However, it was to none other than coach Lee Casbrook's team, the Wellington Blaze. So we do have a Scotland claim in the final. Either way, we're happy about that. And huge congratulations to Priyanaz as well for getting so far with the Central Hinds. And hopping over to the UAE, Mark Watt and Chris Soule's team, the Sharjah Warriors, sit at second in the table at the moment of the ILT20. So best of luck to them in their pursuits. Watty obviously had an absolute blinder the other day, taking 1 for 15 and 4 overs in his last game. So again, fingers crossed for both of them for the rest of their tournament. Elsewhere, we have Michael Leask and Brandon McMullen nominated for some ESPN Crick Info awards. So congratulations to them. Leask's been nominated for an Associate Batting Award for his 91 not out against Ireland. And for the same match, Brando's been nominated for the Associate Bowling Award for 5 for 34. So congratulations to both of them and best of luck when the results come out. And for the final time, we're heading back to South Africa. I spoke to Scott and Ali on Tuesday ahead of the Namibia win to talk to them about everything going on behind the scenes in the Under-19s World Cup campaign. So we have got the Under-19s S&C and tour manager, Scott Hislon, and the Under-19 physio, Ali Shah, on the pod. How are you both doing? Live from South Africa, might I add.
Yeah, doing well, thanks.
Doing
Really
well.
good over here.
Doing well, thank you.
Good. How's the tournament been so far? Like, what's the vibe in the camp? Are you guys having fun?
Yeah, so it's been a really positive tour so far. Feel that we've built up a really good team spirit, culture between staff, players. And yeah, it's been really enjoyable over the last maybe 20 odd days, Ali.
Yeah, no, it's been great. Everyone's backing each other, and although the results has not been what we wanted to, but yeah, the boys are putting 100% effort, the coaching and support staff, everyone's just enjoying each other and learning every day, which is what we want to get out from this tour.
For sure. So let's talk about that group for a second. Obviously, England, South Africa, West Indies. On paper, it looked like a pretty tough group. And as you say, Ali, the results ne haven't necessarily gone the way we might have wanted. But can you talk a little bit about your expectations for the team going into the tournament and how they prepared, knowing it was going to be a challenge?
Yeah, so in terms of leading up, obviously it's been, I think it's been like an 18 month cycle. Obviously, the head coach Dan and assistant coach Cedric and Owen Dawkins as well, who's came up from Gloucestershire, really driving the program, with the help of obviously Gordon. And then In terms of the fitness, we've the S&C, we've worked with the guys at MES Dollar, and I think it was a 12-week block we had at Napier University. So we used the facilities at Napier through the partnership they have with the Performance Academy. And obviously they had an environmental chamber which allowed us to prep with a view going to Sri Lanka. And one of the lecturers who's based at the university, Dr. Leslie Ingram, was done some really good stuff with the guys in terms of allowing them to understand what the environmental chamber would do, some of the adaptations. And then we had their master students assist us, and there were sports psychologists. Sahin, he also done some cognitive work with the guys. And although that we trained for one environment and we ended up here, I feel the work that the boys put in, whether they were in Edinburgh with us or training down south, or in some cases in Pakistan and India, all the boys were, fully committed to the program.
The nerves, were the boys nervous going out into that first game against England, or do you think they've kind of got to a point already so early on in their career, I suppose, where they can kind of see the situation for what it is, and it's like, well, this is what they've been training for, this is what they want to do. So were they able to turn those nerves into excitement going out onto the pitch?
Yeah, so I had, I'll not speak for the sports psychologist, but I spoke with our captain Owen, and it's not anything private, but he was discussing, it was the last game was against South Africa, and at the start it was like, I've got this feeling in my stomach, I'm ready for this. And it reminded me of my best friend growing up, who was a boxer, and they always used to say, when you're walking into a ring, knowing that someone potentially
Not
going to be ahead of
punch in
and
the face. Yeah.
all that nerves is your body telling you to be ready and just go
Yeah.
and enjoy it. And one of, again, the sports psychologist can speak to this more than me, but one of the things I've seen is the boys have just really looked forward to it and really been excited about the challenge.
It's been really, really good to see the boys have been standing up to the teams. Although, like the foot against South Africa, we had four bowlers injuries, fast bowlers. We didn't have anyone, but the boys stood up to it. They took responsibility even with bowling. Owen put his hands up and
I know. Owen doesn't even bowl for the club in the Prem.
it's for the team. We didn't have
Yeah.
time putting your hand up to say, I can do it, I'm gonna try to take a wicket for the team. So the boys have been doing really, really well, although we've just been very, very unfortunate with the injuries that we had. But yeah, the boys have been really, really good.
Yeah, good. And of course, I'm sure everybody listening is wishing all of the injured players a speedy, speedy recovery, because we want to see them out on the pitch again. But let's talk about you two. How did you get into cricket? How did you get into S&C physio? Please can you share a little bit about your journey to South Africa? Not the actual plane journey, your life journey.
I play cricket for Carlton. So I've got a background of playing, still play for Carlton, and just wanted to get involved from physiotherapy side of thing, just to be with the boys and help them do better on the field. So I graduated 2 years ago from Queen Margaret Uni and started work well worked in NHS, did my rotations, and then started working in private clinic. And then one of the when the qualifiers were happening, just a month before that, Umair, I think we all know, plays for
Sports
Carlton.
dentist.
He was like, why don't you drop a message to Raj and see if they've got any job offers. And then luckily that qualifiers in Netherlands was coming up, and we had an interview. And then it was quite nice of them to offer me the job. And then from there, we kind of like started that journey, did the Netherlands, and then here in South Africa now.
That's a crazy quick journey.
Yeah,
Have
it
at
was
any point
quite.
have you gone, oh my goodness, how has this happened?
I know. It was actually quite surreal. I think I was still not, until we came to South Africa. I was still like, going to World Cup. But when we came here, I was like, oh, this is a big thing, being a, because over here we're doing like two things. You've got medical and physiotherapists. So to be looking after the boys and have this opportunity on a big stage to help the boys, it was quite surreal. It's still quite surreal. I'm looking forward to writing a review after we finish.
And Scott, what about you? How did you get here?
So I had as my full-time role is at Edinburgh College as a lecturer, and we used to provide strength and conditioning support for its Edinburgh Academy, which Drummle was involved in. And the guy who was doing the cricket support for some cricket players over Edinburgh was literally just going to America to be an S&C in one of the, I think it was Seattle soccer team. And I'd been niggling my manager at the college to say before he left, can you not get this guy off and allow me on it? Because I've loved cricket, I've never played. But when I started working with the guys, it just kept on progressing. And I grew up, I love cricket since I was younger. I grew up believing I wanted to be a football player. And when I got to about 35, it transpires, I wanted to be a cricketer. Got involved with that. And then when the franchises came up, I was lucky enough to get the role with Eastern Knights. This is where I first met Ali. He was part of my S&C team. He was one of the players. And then got the job at the Performance Academy as the lead S&C. And then Gordon offered me the opportunity to go to the Caribbean for the last World Cup, which was amazing, but it was totally different from here in terms of we still had restrictions, and a lot of the stuff was restricted, even in terms of what we could do S&C wise. You could only do it outside and whatnot. And then, yeah, it's just kept on progressing. Got back in touch with Ali when he came on the Netherlands tour. And Ali knows this, and I hope I didn't embarrass him. Ali's the this is probably the best working relationship I've had with someone, whether it be an S&C or physio. Sorry, I'll digress a wee, but I want to say as well as Simon Smith, who used to be the senior S&C, he was the first one to get me involved as well. And I'm always thankful for the chance he gave me. And then, yeah, working with Ali has been. It's been an absolute pleasure,
Likewise.
particularly this tour. I feel so we've been fortunate. We've been able to have chats with other S&Cs and other physios, and really what we now have at Cricket Scotland, notwithstanding funding, is no different to what lead test nations have got. They just have a wee bit more of it. And one of the things I really enjoyed when we had our last session at Napier. And a couple of the players came up and said, we actually feel that we're getting treated like a test nation now, with the support from Sportside, Physio, all the coaches, Dan, Cedric, Owen Dawkins, the support from Drummo and Kenny, and the support they had from, as I said earlier, Leslie, who works at Napier. I just felt it put us on this trajectory that was positive. And yeah, I just feel it's continued on this tour.
For sure, we've spoken a little bit before on previous episodes of the podcast about how Cricket Scotland is now in such an interesting position where there is such potential, I suppose, for, like you say, properly competing against these test nations. And hopefully, as our players keep putting good performances in as they have been, I obviously I'm not involved with the ICC at all. I've got absolutely no clue how they make these decisions. But you'd hope that, as you say, as things become more and more professionalised and people start to take notice of Scotland, that how the players feel being treated as well as a test nation then transpires into Scotland competing with these test nations properly and regularly. How would that make you feel, I suppose, as a fan of Scottish cricket, not just a staff member?
Well, from my own perspective, just as I've worked, with these groups for a number of years, from a selfish point of view, in terms of the S&C, I feel we've taken another step forward. And I think that's, and sometimes that's all you can do each time. If you're stepping forward, I'm not sure what Ali feels about the physio support and whatnot.
No, it's 100% right. I think we're each tournament we're gonna progress and learn from I wouldn't say our mistakes, but what we've seen here, and then do well in the tournament. And yeah, if we get into that stage where we are test nation, I mean we'll be so proud. And there wouldn't be anything better than that, because the boys. People working in the background like Dromo and Kenny and all the other staff who I probably don't remember their names, but and the coaches, Sedi, Owen, Dan, they've been working really, really hard, and I don't think we are far off. I think we're there. We're putting up fight. We just need to work on a few things and play probably a bit more cricket. Because that's one of the other thing is, our boys hasn't played cricket since August coming into coming. Some of the boys hasn't even trained outdoors since August. So to coming from that and putting up a fight, I think we are in the right trajectory to hopefully make it into that full Test Nations.
Yeah, for sure.
I think if we got Test Nation, I would be willing to give up one of my other seven jobs to come in. That's for sure.
Just so you've got time to watch it.
This is exactly it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Bernie Scott does quite a lot of jobs. You won't see him free. He's always doing something, which make me so nervous.
Just love doing it. I just love the role. Just love the job. One of the things I would like to say as well is this is the second time I'm doing the team manager job, and just the support from Kenny leading up to this, that everything that he set up has allowed me to be able to do the job over here. And I think what I've really enjoyed doing is when we've had downtime, is being able to do stuff with the team, all of us, team and coaching staff. And like most of the guys are away to golf today with Sahin and Dan. Ali and I is here, just Cedric's back in hotel as well. One, just because we're doing work that we're catching up on it at home. But some of the outings that we've had, we went to safari.
Yes, I think Pasm told us about that. How
Yeah,
did you find it?
really good. I really
Really good.
enjoyed
It
it.
was such a lovely
Yeah.
experience. Just to be able to go that with the team, explore a bit more. But we've like Scotty said, we've been trying to do activities together just to keep the group together and get still keep them enjoying the tour. So today we're going to, after the boys come back from the golf, later on we're going for paddle tennis tournament. So
Fun.
we got a group of twos. Me and Scotty are playing together, so the physio and the SNC are in one team.
So
Is that
we're actually
tactical? Are you going for the
well,
win?
I know this has been recorded, but it won't go out till after the tournament, so I can say it now. Ali and I are going for a knock up this afternoon, just to get our eye in before the student.
Having a gym session followed by a warm-up game to be ready for the evening.
I want to talk about paddle because everybody I know does it.
It's so crazy over here. It's everyone's
Is
playing. I've
it?
never played it. I'm looking forward to playing tonight to see what this craze is about, but
So you've never done it before?
I've never
No,
done it,
no, no.
no.
Okay, can we get a behind the scenes paddle tournament under 19 World Cup? I don't care about the cricket anymore. I want to know who wins the paddle. Okay, well, best of luck in your paddle tournament. And thank you so much for talking all about the World Cup. But before you go, I'm going to ask you some questions that have got absolutely nothing to do with cricket, but everything to do with you. So, Scott, this might be an obvious one for you, but feel free to throw anything out there. My question is, if you could give a 1 hour lecture on anything at all, what would it be and why?
Probably give them a 1 hour lecture on the music band Oasis and the impact the positive impact that that could have on one's life. If I couldn't do that, I'd do it on fast bowling.
You could do it on anything you like. Well, you've just
Yeah, I
published a
don't.
paper on fast bowling, haven't you?
Yes, along with my supervisors, and the support of everybody at Cricket Scotland, to be fair. So yeah, everybody helped me drive it, and yeah, it's a really good experience. And it's picked up a wee bit of speed since we've been here, so quite positive for everybody who worked on it as well.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that, because that is obviously a huge
Thanks
achievement.
so
Big
much.
achievement.
But yeah, if you want to write a paper on Oasis, I'd probably be equally interested in
No,
that.
to be honest, it potentially couldn't be a paper. It'd have to be a PhD. I'm not sure I've got the time to commit to it.
Dr. Scott Hislin, what did you do your PhD in? Oasis? Someone out there probably has, and if they have, I really want to know.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you, Ali? What would you talk about for an hour?
I don't think it'll take an hour, but I think it'll take in a minute. But I can teach and talk about how to play a slog sweep. Well, lovely. That's the only shot I can play.
Just 1 hour of you
One
demoing
hour of this slog
over and over
sweeping.
again.
Did a continuous boomerang.
Exactly.
Just a continuous boomerang.
I think it will take 30 seconds, but.
Just lunge, sweep, watch it go over the rope. There you go.
Yeah. Job
Job
done.
done. Okay, perfect. And obviously, you must love cricket. You work in it all the time. But I would really like to know what your favourite sport to watch is.
Swear you're not going to blame me, but it's cricket. Like, I love football, but I absolutely love watching Test cricket. Like,
Who's your favourite Test nation to watch?
Australia.
Why?
Just because everything about them is just like mindset, winning, and I really just through my S&C background, some of the information or some of the stuff they do S&C wise from Australia is just, yeah, it drives all of this, informs all of the stuff I've done, and just makes me think, okay, how can we apply that in terms of us being like a smaller nation? But yeah, just really like, I love watching Test cricket.
You just sit down for the whole 3, 4, 5 days.
It
It's like
just
you
depends.
strapped in.
If I'm at work, it's quite difficult. And when I'm doing lectures, sorry, but any break I can just get on and Sky Go.
I mean, I'm the same. I don't watch much TV because of like other stuff. But if I had to, I'll watch cricket. And I love watching every nation play. So just any sport, T20, test. There's a lot of nice test cricket going on right now,
Yeah.
actually. You know,
Yeah,
Australia,
the West Indies,
West
Australia.
Indies,
Wow,
yeah,
wait.
and India. So as long as the game is exciting, I don't care who's playing. We just want good test cricket. To be honest, nothing tops the good test match.
Love it.
But yeah, the T20s, the one days, it's just I love watching good cricket. So any nation, you know.
Perfect. And if you got told you've got 1 year to train for the Olympics. Obviously, unfortunately, you're going to have to miss out on Paris this summer, but you've got 1 year to train for the Olympics. Which sport do you think you could train for and have a decent chance of doing well at?
Marathon.
Strong answer. Have you done it
Marathon.
before?
No, but I've done so many different events that are just below that, like half marathons and like Spartan races and stuff like this. Yeah, I feel I've got although age isn't on my side, I may have the temperament and the physiology for it.
I've seen him running around. I think he'll do well. I'll go for Olympic lifting.
Lovely.
Ooh, also a good answer.
Love lifting,
So
so.
yeah, we're trying to get Ali to wear
Are
his weightlifting shoes on a night out.
they really
Oh,
jazzy? What do they look like?
they'll suit him. They'll suit him. I've not seen him in the gym with them yet, just because we've been some
Yes.
days training at different times. But
The powerlifting shoes.
yeah,
Yeah, there's not that heavy waist that I need powerlifting shoes for, so
but big heels,
unfortunately.
big
Big
heels.
so we're talking like platform, bright
Yeah.
colours.
No, they're simple white shoes.
I may try and get a photo later and taggies on it.
Yeah.
Tag cricket's
Yes.
gone.
I've been put off from bright colours because I remember playing against this was when we used to play 50 overs games in whites, and playing against Arbroath and wore pink shoes with white clothing, and the abuse I got for that. I never bought any bright shoes after that. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about bright pink and whites. Bright pink and colored T20 kit, love. But with the whites,
Yeah.
it's giving someone's rocked up to training in whites, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That was a mistake.
Yeah. To everyone at Arbroath Cricket Club, Ali made a mistake. Okay, and maybe I know the answer to this one as well, Scott, but if you are in the car, you're putting something on the aux, what song are you playing? Is it Oasis?
Yeah, it's got to be. Or Liam Gallagher or Stone Roses, but one of the three. Currently, getting right back into Oasis's first album. One of the B-sides, it's called Aquarius. So that would be, I like it. I always send it to my nephew because there's a chorus in it. The chorus is, we need each other and we believe in each other. So,
You've never
yeah.
sent me that.
Oh, well, sorry.
He'll sing
You're
it for you later.
working your way up. No, you're working your way up to part of the circle. You're definitely in it. So yeah, that or just podcasts. Absolutely love podcasts.
What's your favourite at the moment, apart from the Cricket Scotland podcast, obviously?
Apart from the Cricket Scotland podcast, I like listening to in the lockdown, I got into philosophy, which I know little to nothing about, but I really like listening to podcasts on. I brought a book over here on consciousness and what is it? And free will. So that's what I'm currently into just now.
Interesting. Okay. So I'm assuming Oasis is your karaoke song as
Yes.
well. Just anything Oasis.
Anything. Don't Be Back in Anger or Supersonic.
Perfect. So a car journey with you is going from supersonic to consciousness to don't look back in anger.
Just to say as well, as Ali has given me a really nice, what was the playlist you're giving me
It was a
for?
Bollywood.
A Bollywood playlist
Ooh,
for
fun.
absolutely love
Stunning. And what would you put on, Ali, in the car?
it. I'm very, very boring. I
No
usually
one's
listen
boring.
with Kid Studio Pakistan. So it's a live music that they put out every year, 10 to 12 songs. And then sometimes listen to Physio Network just to catch up on the recent. I know it's very,
Always
very boring.
grinding.
Yeah, very boring. But and Bollywood as well.
This is probably a good point to say that we've got a playlist for the warm-ups. So every day, and it starts with a Jerry Cinnamon song called Sometimes, and it
Good
plays
song.
it's like the school bell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so you have to be ready, on point, you're good to go. That's when the warm-up starts. So yeah. And what's Bahadur's is it? I think it's a song, don't quote me on
Yeah.
this, 079 me?
It's
Or
something
something like
yeah, Owen told us about this.
that. I have to
Yeah,
get Bahadur
I have to say
going.
they told me about this in the Netherlands and I've had it on in the gym and stuff at work. I quite like it. And
Could be.
yeah, I do, I gave it a listen. I really don't hate
No, it's I
it.
mean it's no Oasis, but who is?
Have you got
Yeah.
anyone on the squad who's a big dancer? Who just because you always get a few people who, when the playlist comes on, warming up, someone always gives a little jig.
Goldie, I've seen Donkey doing some stuff with like a rope. Oh,
Rory
okay.
McIntyre.
Vortex, yeah.
Rory McIntyre.
Yeah.
There's a few
Yeah.
actually
A
who
few
boys.
dancers on the team.
They love a beat and yeah.
Boys, I've had some deadly playlists on the bus journeys. The speaker,
Been good.
nice variety.
Yeah, an eclectic taste. That's what we'll
Sure.
call it that. Did we ever
Yeah.
get a team song? Because when we asked Owen, none had been confirmed, but.
I do wonder if that Jerry Cinnamon sometimes is the one because it's for the warm up, it's always
Yeah.
on the bus and stuff. As team manager, I could just pull rank and say, look, we'll go with
Yeah.
Oasis. Yes.
It's
Yes. And I think the boys
the
are.
entire album. That's the
That's what I
team
think is
song.
everything. Yeah. No, honestly, if we just go with Oasis, Aquarius, I know the boys will appreciate it.
Well, there we go.
I
Final
can
word,
confirm later.
Oasis, any song is the Scotland under-19 men's team song.
Can I just finish by saying, thanks to the coaches who, for me, has really allowed me to do my role. And for the guys back home, Kenny and Drummle, for the support that they've given me, not just on this tour, but throughout my time at Cricket Scotland.
I would echo that. The coaches, support staff back home, and the boys, everyone's been working really, really hard and made our lives a lot easier. And hopefully we'll finish this tour with a great win on
Absolutely.
Thursday.
I reckon we'll wrap it up there. Thank you both so much for coming on. It's been so great to chat to you. And obviously, by the time this pod goes out, you'll have played Namibia in the playoffs, but I'll wish you the best of luck
Yeah,
now.
thank
Thank
you.
you so much. Thank you again to Scott and Ali for coming on. I absolutely love chatting to them, and I really, really hope that they either absolutely dominated in the paddle tournament or got absolutely destroyed. I'd be happy either way, but I want to know the results. And we're wishing the under-19s and all of the staff a safe journey home. That is all from me today. If you want to be featured on the Cricket Scotland podcast or you want to share some stories, please let us know at Cricket Scotland or with the hashtag CS Podcast on Twitter. And I hope you have a fabulous Friday, fabulous weekend, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.